Hey, hey, happy day. Socialists in New York City and other places also, but particularly in New York City, they were celebrating just the other day the election of the socialist slash communist mayor. But then they went to the reception and they found out they had to pay $13 for Coors Light. 13 bucks a can. Good luck with that, because it's only going to get worse. Socialism doesn't work. I mean, everything is free, nothing's free. Free buses now, we're happy. Hey, somebody's gonna pay the bus driver, somebody's gonna buy the bus, somebody's gonna do lots of things. And who does that? Capitalists, the capitalist market, the free market. It works, these people. I mean, I get it. Oh, elect me, vote for me, and I'll give you free stuff. People, you know, it's not fitting. But, not fitting in there. Square holes and round pegs and all kinds of stuff. But hopefully they'll figure it out here pretty soon when the city goes broke, because it will. A member of the city council in New York says, hey, we're going to spend $200 million, we want to at least, in taxpayer money. We want to use it to legally defend illegal immigrants from Donald Trump. Think about that. Okay then, I mean, these people, they kind of think they're a country within a country, maybe, and they think they own it. I don't know. I don't get it. Nobody can ever get it, but that's what they're doing. They're just being themselves. And then you swing over to Minneapolis, you have a new mayor there who's a wacko and a real socialist, and gave a victory speech in Somalia. In Somalia, saying, hey, come on, people, we welcome Somalians. Move here. I mean, come on. The president made English the official language, and now you got people like that that are saying things in different languages, and it's not right. It's prejudice. It's racism. What about all the other people? Hey, they're being themselves, and it's bad. Now, the liberals have really geared up over Donald Trump apparently sleeping in camera here recently. He dozed off a little bit. I guess everybody does do that. And now they're saying, hey, we're questioning Trump's on-the-job performance, because look at him. He closed his eyes. And the Oval Office, during an announcement, can you imagine? We got to get rid of him. He's old. He works, what, 20 hours a day? He hardly ever sleeps. He's got an agenda like no one else. I mean, I don't know how he does it. I mean, I only sleep 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night, and I might accomplish in, I don't know, a couple of days what he does in an hour. And he dozed off. Well, of course, because Democrats, you're boring, or you're dull. He had a little nap. Get over yourself. Now, swinging over to Canada, in British Columbia, Canada, you've got people there. They're saying, hey, I lost my children to a murderer and gun crime and all of this stuff. And so these people now are semi-happy, which I don't get. They went to the premier of the province and they said, hey, what can we do? Help us. And he said, hey, I'll help you. We're going to automatically classify the killing of a partner as first-degree murder, and will prevent anyone arrested, blah, 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 to be released if they have a similar conviction within the previous 5 years. And then the premier went on to say that we've got all kinds of support here. We're going to advocate for changes regarding partner violence, and we're going to tighten up bail restrictions. We're going to do all these fabulous things, right? Really? I mean, how does that help anybody? I mean, people are and should be the first responders, right? You can't have a gun. You can't have a knife. You can't have a baseball bat to protect your life. So you have partners killing partners, and mostly, of course, is men killing women and hurting them severely. And the best they can come up with is we're going to give the perpetrators a longer term in jail. What about get a gun? Protect yourself. Everybody needs to protect themselves. In Canada, it's illegal to protect yourself. It's so bizarre. You got a boomity boom going on from the male side. And on the woman's side, what have you got? Dead women. It's terrible. You know, you have to be allowed to protect yourself. It ain't the government's right. It's a God-given right. Get a man on this. Just saying. You all come back. We got more for you. We'll have from the right. See ya.